Great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83. Breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Weapons, drugs, and other illegal contraband were found during a security sweep at the Dallas County Jail. Sheriff Mike Grantham says the policies that are in place to prevent contraband from getting into the jail are now under review. He says they will make any changes they find necessary. Qualifying to run for the District 74 House of Representatives seat ends today. Right now, Charlotte Meadows and Tobias Grant are running on the Republican side. So far, there are no Democrats in the race. And some scary moments at a restaurant in East Montgomery when an SUV crashed into Tzatziki's. The owner says the driver of the SUV hit the side of the building sometime after 6 o'clock last night. Montgomery police say no one was injured. No word yet on what caused the crash. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
I'm not a big talker. I am a big doer. But sometimes the only way to solve the problem is to get on the horn and figure it out. So the only people I like talking to? Grainger. With knowledgeable product experts, ready with the answers to my toughest questions, calling Grainger is the one conversation I don't mind having. From machining and motor parts to valves and vacuum pumps, when it comes to solving my problems, Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. So how can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline ever. Control your power, control your life with a Generac home standby generator.
With affordable financing options available, now's the perfect time for Mr. Electric to install an automatic standby generator in your home. And remember, Mr. Electric provides maintenance for backup generators too. For more information, call Mr. Electric of Montgomery today.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Kirstjen Nielsen is the biggest name among top Homeland Security officials on their way out as President Trump ordered an overhaul of the embattled agency.
Actress Felicity Huffman and other parents pleading guilty for their part in the college admissions cheating scandal.
On a statement, Felicity says she is ashamed.
Federal prosecutors say a man inspired by ISIS planned to drive a U-Haul into a crowd near D.C.
The president designating the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a foreign terrorist group.
A Chinese woman accused of trying to con her way into President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club appeared in federal court.
Attorney Michael Avenatti playing his brand of hardball with Nike, accusing the athletic giant of bribing over 100 college basketball players.
Rebound into the hands of Hunter. And Virginia with the all-
I guess all of us have had the experience of getting into a discussion and coming up with the right answer 2 hours later when we're all alone. I'll be right back. My award for someone who thought of the right answer while the discussion was still going on is a young man named Brad Lanaweaver, a member of Young Americans for Freedom at Pennsylvania State University. He has written of an encounter on the campus with a pretty young lady who believes socialism is the answer to our problems. His own philosophy was self-evident because he was wearing a button that proclaimed, "Cut down big government." With the cool breeze stirring her hair, she asked what Brad described as her ace-up-the-sleeve question. Even you right-wingers don't want to starve. Wouldn't you like a guarantee that you won't ever go hungry? Brad knew that if he admitted to this, she'd follow with, "So why not such a guarantee for shelter, medicine, and all the rest?" He paused, and then gave her the victory she was seeking, or so she thought. He said, "Sure, I'd like to lay my hands on everything I can get." "Oh," she said, "but the state is the closest you can come to such a guarantee." Brad described her as braced for a counterattack involving the magic of the market mechanism, but he threw another curve. "Sure," he said, "I grant that. There's something more. I'd like a guarantee of shelter and medical treatment and even some recreation." She must have thought she had a convert. A little shocked, she spoke, "But that's what we support. Why are you wearing that button?" She meant, of course, that cut-down big government button. Brad wasn't finished. He said to her, "I would also like a yacht." Somewhat defeated, she answered, "Well, if you're not going to be serious about it." "But I am," Brad said as earnestly as he could. "I would really and truly like a yacht. Also a seaside villa." "Look," she said sternly, "you know what I'm talking about. Sharing. I'm not interested in your greedy daydreams. I'm asking what everyone should have." "All right," Brad answered, "I understand. Let everyone have a yacht." "But how?" she asked lucidly with the first sign of a rational thought. "Don't bother me with that," he said. "There'll be a way, I'm sure. Just so everyone has a yacht. However, there is one more thing I would like." "What?" she asked. "Two yachts." Brad wrote that she looked rather unpleasant at that point, and he feared for his safety. Then she declared, "It's people like you who keep socialism from working." And Brad agreed. Yes, quite right. Perhaps if people like me were put away somewhere, socialism would have a chance. By now, she was really glaring as she tried to think of an answer. Brad continued, "But there's still one problem. How many are there, like me?" "Well, not as many as you think," she said, and walked away. And then Brad came up with a really appropriate last line. He wrote, "There she's wrong, and that's why she's a socialist." How right he is. Socialists ignore the side of man that is of the spirit. They can provide shelter, fill your belly with bacon and beans, treat you when you're ill, all the things that are guaranteed to a prisoner or a slave. They don't understand that we also dream. Yes, even of sometime owning a yacht. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Oh, boy, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Cook.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Doing very well. A little sore. Means I accomplished something. Been trying to read and track my path. Set some goals, some marker points.
How's that doing forward. For you?
It's a work in progress. It's not fun when you're trying to redirect yourself. You know, on this show and on Greg Show Indeed and most shows, we really do get into the meat of the daily news cycle. And I've been trying with my show at night to, you know, do broad strokes, but that gets difficult at times. And so I'm trying to just, again, set new goalposts to jump through. It ties into the upcoming 2020 election.
You're talking about you personally.
Me personally, but just other things people go through in life, or like maybe why our politics is so contentious, or getting to the psychology of it. Some really cool work from people like Jonathan Haidt and Jordan Peterson and other psychologists out there. Why somebody's a conservative, why somebody's a liberal, psychologically speaking, in terms of their temperament, stuff like that.
I like that. 73 degrees outside. Let me check out the stock market for you. Stock market is down 166 points, 272-9228. First time calling, just let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And any caller can get in on the Sweet Green Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of stuff you put in there from Sweet Green Farm Market. They got strawberries in.
Nice.
They got them in this morning.
Nice.
150 baskets worth.
Wow.
So you got your pick, and I think it's $12 a basket. So they reduce it because they're at the peak of the season.
What, have you gotten your basket yet?
I've not gotten my basket
And you're
yet.
Telling people about it?
I'm telling people about it, so I'm going to go down there, I'm going to be gone, right?
Right.
And that typical what happens to me?
Exactly.
I had the other end of that bell pepper last night from Sweet Creek, and it was absolutely delicious. Let me start out the show by saying that if Auburn would have been in that game last night playing Texas Tech, Auburn would be the national champions today.
I agree. It sucks, but I have to say Bruce Pearl and all the media interviews post-game I've seen has handled that loss with grace. And really, I think he said God blessed us pretty much all season, and I have to be grateful for that. I think it's about what he said. I think what a great coach. What a great – a lot of good years to come for Auburn basketball.
I'm certainly an admirer of his, without a doubt. No doubt about that. He really is a good coach. He knows how to pull things together. Oh, boy. Choking. Let's start out with Nita Lowry opening remarks to Barr hearing this morning.
And Attorney General Barr, welcome, and thank you for appearing this morning. Before getting into your budget request, I want to address a serious oversight matter, your unacceptable handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. It's been reported that the report is 300 to 400 pages. And I use the term reported because we have no idea how long it actually is. All we have is your four-page summary, which seems to cherry-pick from the report to draw the most favorable conclusion possible for the president. And in many ways, your letter raises more questions than it answers. I must say, it is extraordinary to evaluate hundreds of pages of evidence, legal documents, and finding based on a 22-month-long inquiry and make definitive legal conclusions in less than 48 hours. Even for someone who has done this job before, I would argue it's more suspicious than impressive. Your conclusion is something we've seen before. In fact, we've seen it in your own legal writing. In June 2018, you wrote a memo as a private citizen and a former attorney general to the Department of Justice, laying out the president's case against obstruction of justice. Your audition clearly went well. I look forward to reviewing the Mueller report myself. I know my constituents do as well. I understand that portions of it must be redacted as a matter of law, but my hope is that you will stop there and bring transparency to this process as soon as possible. The American people deserve the facts.
Boy, don't you wish you were Bill Barr and having to deal with somebody like that? I mean, some of the stuff she said was just absolutely outrageous. It's like, you know, you're guilty without any evidence just because we don't like the way you handle something. Remember, it's things were not happening fast enough, and then for her, it was happening too fast then. This is a group of people you just cannot please at all. I was kind of stunned at listening to the Democrats and the way they handled this.
I think William Barr's a big boy. He'll obviously be able to handle it, but I would not want to have to handle it. I'm sure this is an annoying, difficult thing for him.
Alabama should be proud. Al Dehort is the ranking chair of that committee,
yeah.
And he did a very good job, and Martha Roby was on there.
Robert Adderhold a lot.
And she asked some good questions.
You see, I don't ask too many questions about the politicians within our proximity, so I end up liking them. I have a feel if I start digging, you'll find anything on anybody, even good people.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram Trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Big Horn Crew Cabs in stock at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar car in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram Truck 1500 Bighorn or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram Truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. You, your terms, accept it. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
How come it's when Mike Rogers is on TV? He's a wanky member of the Homeland Security Committee. They're going crazy over this Department of Homeland Security stuff. And Stephen Miller is a working ball in the White House. Let's listen to Major Garrett talking about the DHS shakeup.
Shakeup at the Department of Homeland Security is going far beyond the resignation of Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The White House fired the head of the Secret Service and the number two DHS official yesterday. Citizenship and Immigration Services Director Lee Francis Cisna is also expected to leave, along with the department's general counsel. White House senior advisor Stephen Miller is said to be the driving force behind these very dramatic changes. Major Garrett is at the White House with new information on Miller's role in all of this. Major, good morning. It's quite a story.
It's quite a story. Good morning. Internally, the White House has been divided over immigration policies
Listen
for
to
weeks,
the date stamp on
with
this.
The president's building frustration, colliding with existing law and federal court challenges. It all came to a head late last month, when the president abandoned any bridge building and sought confrontation, first within his own administration and quite probably, eventually, with Congress.
Our system's full, our country's full.
The president has privately fumed for months about the increased flow of undocumented migrants and congressional opposition to tightening asylum laws or speeding deportation.
One of the great tragedies that is going on in our country today is the loopholes in our immigration laws.
Speechwriter and immigration hawk Stephen Miller won a crucial internal battle in late March when the president gave him control over immigration policy and Homeland Security personnel. Senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner had been lobbying Mr. Trump to work with Congress in pursuit of new laws. But the president refused and gave new power to Miller, who's looking to revive the family separation policy and close ports of entry.
So Stephen Miller is now a wrecking ball here. Now, notice the timestamp on that this happened at the end of March, so that you're talking about 2 weeks ago, and they're just now kind of seeing this as if it all kind of just happened at once. So the media's kind of stuck, so now they're saying that it was all planned at the end of March, but then it was all of a sudden these total shakeup. And I don't think it was all of a sudden. I think this has been very scripted and very planned. Actually, the outgoing head of the Secret Service basically said that he had gotten a heads up from the White House a couple of weeks ago that there were going to be some changes. Let's continue on with Major Garris on the DHS shakeup.
At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country.
Miller and the president now appear determined to use immigration to motivate the president's base and portray Democrats as soft on security.
The mass illegal immigration across our border is a direct consequence of Democrat-supported loopholes.
In the process, the president is creating massive unrest inside the country's third-largest agency, one with crucial obligations ranging from domestic terrorist surveillance and prevention to cybersecurity to the Secret Service, even the Coast Guard. Republicans are fretting about the turmoil and praising the stability Nielsen represented.
Her grasp of the issues and dedication were major assets for a department.
I know Director Cisna. It would be a real mistake if they go that far down into the bureaucracy to fire good people like that.
Adding to the president's border frustrations, yet another court maneuver to block administration policy. A federal court judge in California late yesterday said the policy the administration has where asylum seekers are held in Mexico waiting their hearings is now blocked. On Twitter last night, John, the president said that decision was out of control.
Okay, so now let's stay with CBS and go to the DHS purge here.
This morning, mounting questions and concerns after a purge at the Department of Homeland Security. On Monday, the White House announced Secret Service Director Randolph Tex Alis is out. That came less than 24 hours after Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned under pressure, telling reporters Monday,
"I share the president's goal of securing the border."
Reaction pouring in from Capitol Hill overnight.
I think this administration has been the most unstable that I have served with.
I'm concerned of a growing void of leadership within the Department of Homeland Security.
The latest staff shakeup's part of a broader effort by the president to get tougher on security, including at the border, where patrol agents say the growing flood of migrants has reached a breaking point. 100,000 apprehended at the border last month alone. Nielsen and the president clashed over the way forward, with Nielsen resisting his calls to reinstate family separations as a deterrent, a policy Mr. Trump implemented and then ended last June after a public outcry. Nielsen had become the public face of the controversy.
And to answer your question,
yes or no, are we still putting children in cages?
To my knowledge, CBP never purposely put a child in a cage, if you mean a cage
That was the Democrat congressman from Mississippi that was asking that question. They're not cages. They're actually walls that are separating the children from adults to protect the children. And it's a wall that's a hurricane fence, basically, like you see on the side of the interstate. So let's stay with this on DHS purge by CBS News.
The president also wants tougher criteria for the growing number of asylum seekers.
The asylum program is a scam.
All this as at least 10 key leadership positions in the Trump administration are without permanent replacements, from the Pentagon to the UN. Some Democrats are sounding the alarm.
The president just wants yes people around him, and he gets rid of anybody who gets into his crosshairs.
So, Kristen, what is the White House saying about all these vacancies?
Well, look, White House officials are defending the recent ousters, telling me it's necessary. They say broadly officials who are holding their post temporarily are doing a good job. It's full steam ahead. But when you talk to officials at the Department of Homeland Security and elsewhere, it is a different story. Several say they feel caught off guard by the departures and worry that all of those vacancies are causing chaos, threatening to undermine their ability to do.
We're back to chaos. You remember the old chaos concept? Right. Everything was in chaos. Oh, my gosh. They need to all read the art of the deal. If somebody's not doing their job, you take them and get them out. That's art of the deal. And what it does is it teaches other people they need to be doing their job.
Well, and chaos isn't inherently a bad thing. It's an opportunity for positive change.
News on 93.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this. Let's just be glad for the
time together. I am what I am. I am what I am.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have the lingering effects of this storm system that we were dealing with yesterday. So some scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around the area today. Not everybody will get one. It's going to be warm, high around 79, and then mostly cloudy, a little cooler, 56 for the low tonight. Tomorrow should be a great day with a high temperature up to about 84. Lots of sunshine around. I think we're dry Thursday with a high around 83. Breezy, warm. Chance of some storms in the overnight hours Thursday night into part of Friday. And over the weekend, we'll be watching a significant storm system, especially later on in the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to a piece on America's Newsroom. Tom Dupree, former deputy to the Attorney General, I think during the Bush administration, pick up the, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead.
What do you expect from Bill Barr, Tom?
I expect that the Attorney General is going to reaffirm his commitment to getting the Mueller report to Congress as soon as he reasonably can, and in a way that's consistent with his obligations under the law to make sure that he's not revealing sources and methods, that he's not unfairly bringing third parties who are not charged into the public sphere. So I think he's going to confirm again that he will be getting Congress this material as soon as he reasonably can, consistent with the law.
Okay, we will see how hard Democrats go at it. Here is Jerry Nadler 2 days ago talking about a bias on behalf of Bill Barr.
Remember, he is a biased person. He is someone who is an agent of the administration, is an appointee, a political appointee of the president, whose interests he may very well be protecting here.
We will see if that's part of the opening statement. Clearly, it's going to be part of their questioning. What do you expect from Democrats, Tom?
Well, I think that the congressman's criticism, frankly, is a little bit unfair. Right now, they're hammering on the attorney general for, number one, reaching a conclusion on obstruction too quickly in the view of the Democrats. And so at the same time, they're saying, why haven't you moved quickly enough in getting us the report? They're criticizing him for reaching a conclusion too quickly. I think they're also trying to set the stage for attacking him on the basis of any redactions he might make. It wouldn't surprise me if he does not provide a fully unredacted report to Congress. And so I think the Democrats are trying to set the stage for arguing that he's engaged in a cover-up aimed at protecting the president from the leakage of embarrassing information.
They really, they just cannot be satisfied any way they turn around. Barr is just like Trump. What has Trump done wrong today? Now it's what has Bill Barr done wrong today? So let's stay with Tom Dupree talking about how Barr has handled this whole thing.
Okay, now how do you think he has handled this from the last couple of weeks?
I think he's been very responsible, Bill. Honestly, I think that he takes his job very seriously. I think he is a straight shooter. I think he took the time to review the Mueller report before providing the public summary in a very quick manner at a time when people were really beating the drum for information on what Mueller's conclusions were. The Attorney General worked with the Deputy Attorney General over the weekend to provide Congress and the public with that preview of what the ultimate Mueller report is going to say.
So just so viewers remember, back in March,
March, we had the 3.5-page principal conclusions. Then we got a bar letter on March 29th spelling out what they were doing at the moment, working on behalf, well, working with Bob Mueller's special counsel team on what to redact. Then last Thursday, you had this thing come out which said on every page of the Mueller report, of which it could be as many as 400 pages, there is highly confidential, highly secretive information that has been revealed through grand jury testimony. And you know the laws on making that public. That is where Barr finds himself pigeonholed at the moment. And my guess is, Tom, when the report comes public, you can pick a page that you support, and I can pick a page that I would support. And ultimately, Republicans and Democrats are going to choose that side of the field. Go ahead.
I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, look, the fact is we do know that it is a long report. It's, you know, close to 400 pages, apparently. And so, look, to some extent, there will be something for everyone in this. But I think from the attorney general's perspective, it would have been the height of irresponsibility if he had simply taken what Mueller had given him and put it into the public domain. I think, as the attorney general has explained, he is doing a very thoughtful, careful, page-by-page review of this document to ensure that whatever he releases is consistent with the law.
Yeah, Barr was pretty strong on some of those damn members of Congress that were questioning him. He kind of said, look, I've already answered that question. I told you we're going to color-code it. We're going to give it to you in a week, and that's all I'm going to say on that. He was asked, has the president been notified, and he didn't answer that. He said, I've told everybody, you know, what I've done so far. Let's go to the phones. Go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good, beautiful spring day, fellas.
How are you? A little overcast.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, we had our first dose of humidity Sunday, so I feel we're over the hump and the spring is in full swing. Rod Rosenstein is still there, and considering he's the person that said he was going to leave after he's going to bug the president, he's mysteriously hanging around.
No, he said he's going to leave after the report was done.
But the report is done. He's still there.
No, the report, the redaction and everything's happening right now.
Wow. It'll be interesting to see if the boy goes, because things just stretch out in such a strange way. I'll be very, they said, maybe May or June when the Inspector General's report comes out about all this other collusion and the dossier. I'm really looking forward to that. Do you think that will actually come out?
I think it will. I think several things are about to come out.
That would be wonderful.
That would be.
And so Rosenstein is supposed to resign after the report is fully redacted and completed, right?
When it's delivered.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is certainly a fiasco that these guys are creating as usual. And really been interested to see how they wiggle their ways around.
Just leave it up to Congress to screw it up.
Oh, they will. They will. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you. Okay, let's continue on with time to pray former Deputy Attorney General.
I would just make one more point. Remember the big hearing you had several months ago? He was the guy who appeared to be the adult in the room. Would you agree with that? He almost has felt he was coming back to the job to straighten things out of the Department of Justice that he felt had gone out of its lane. What do you think of that?
I think that's a fair assessment, because I think he is very conservative, both in temperament as well as politics. I think he takes his institutional responsibilities to the law and the Justice Department very seriously. And he's not going to, you know, listen to the political winds or the fervor and some on the Hill to say, get this report out the door. He's taking this very soberly, carefully, thoughtfully, and making sure that whatever he does is justified under the law.
I like that. Yeah, Barb made the Democrats look foolish. And the Serrano guy, who's the head of the committee, it was like he was the godfather of the committee. I mean, he sounds like the godfather. A very Italian, kind of older voice type thing. I was going like, it was kind of spooky, because I wasn't watching TV. I could hear it, because I was getting some other stuff too, because as I mentioned to you, I had some workers in the house today. And but I could hear him, and I was kind of going like, you want to hear that? You'll be sleeping with the fishes tonight. So, there's an Afghanistan bombing, but before we get to that, let's get to Byron York talking about Swalwell comes into the race. He announced on Stephen Colbert's.
Eric Swalwell is in. He is number 18. Went to the Colbert primary, as you would call it, last night. Just have a sample of this. Swalwell, the congressman from California.
I talked to kids who sit in their classroom afraid that they'll be the next victim of gun violence. None of that is going to change until we get a leader who is willing to go big on the issues we take on, be bold in the solutions we offer, and do good in the way that we govern. I'm ready to solve these problems. I'm running for president of the United States.
So, as you say, why not run? What does his inclusion mean for the rest of the field?
Really, well, Swalwell is one of these candidates who wants to push a particular issue, gun violence, gun control, like Governor Jay Inslee of Washington State and the environment. There are some candidates who are building a lot of their campaign on a single issue they want to emphasize. But again, why not enter? There are 18 candidates now. Nobody is a prohibitive front runner. Swalwell is one of the three candidates who are under the age of 40, along with Pete Buttigieg and Tulsi Gabbard. And that's a real contrast to the two leading candidates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, who will be approaching 80 years old if they were elected president.
Swalwell, and he was like, after he made that announcement, he said, "Oh, that felt so good." It's he just comes across so disingenuous to me.
The word that comes to mind, and I hope Trump tweets it, Smarmy Swalwell. He seems a little too put together and like he's not quite ready for prime time.
Well, and he's too cute by half.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Everything's too cute by half. His parents are supposed to be very conservative, and they kind of wonder how they ended up with such a liberal in the family.
Well, he learned that this is what we got to do. And I mean, mom and dad, I love you, but you're not as good as me. And I need to help steer you and the rest of the country in the right direction.
The other interesting part of this is he's from Iowa. He was born in Iowa. He moved from Iowa to California when he was 10. So he's got some roots that are there, and I think he's got family that are there.
And they're really kids in classrooms around the country where they're going to get shot?
Yeah. He talks to them all the time.
Hmm.
Congressman Swalwell, I'm scared I'm going to get shot. Me too, kid. Me too.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. I don't know. And so he's going to go big and bold on that issue. What does that mean?
He's going to be a gun control guy. And Donald Trump is the worst thing that's ever happened to this world. Not this country, but this world.
I'm ready for the debates to happen. That'll be entertaining. That'll actually be very... I really appreciate, like, the town hall Schultz just did on Fox. I really appreciated that. And I would much rather hear all these yahoos talk to one another on a stage without it being through a bunch of media interviews. And the way they snipe at each other through these media interviews is so annoying and ridiculous.
News on 93.1 FM, demo show on a Tuesday. Let's stay with Byron York, who's going to be talking about the border and the courts.
More than a million people will be apprehended. That's not including the people that we do not catch that are legally coming across. We have not seen these numbers in more than a decade. The only people in America who believe it's not a crisis are the Democrats, socialists in Congress. Congress needs to act now.
The House Minority Leader, Republican Kevin McCarthy, pushing for tougher policies on the border. Meanwhile, the White House working to replace outgoing Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen as immigrant apprehensions for the last month expected to reach well over 100,000. Barbara New York, chief political correspondent, Washington Examiner. They had a court ruling, Ninth Circuit, Northern California, late yesterday. In response to that ruling, here's what the president said on Twitter. A Ninth Circuit court judge just ruled that Mexico is too dangerous for migrants. So unfair to the U.S., out of control, he concludes. You believe this is the most important development in the last 24 hours. How come?
Absolutely, because it really puts a stop to one of the Trump administration's main policies in this area. The thing is, as you just heard, illegal crossings are surging at the border. More than 100,000 apprehensions last month. Most of them our family units or groups presenting themselves as families who come across the border. And when they're, say, let's say they're from Guatemala, they come across the border and they say they have a fear of being in Guatemala. And under U.S. law, they cannot be separated, they cannot be detained for more than a few days, and they cannot be returned. So the law basically gives American officials no control over who is allowed and to stay in the United States.
This border thing and the court ruling that happened, it just is really messing stuff up. And I can see why Donald Trump is so frustrated here. Because he's looking into the border and saying, this is a problem, but the Democrats don't see it as a problem. And they even have put something out there saying, well, this is their right to go, you know, enter our country and ask for asylum. Versus, no, they're supposed to go through ports of entry.
Right.
And this is so much of the Democrats, how they kind of, they parse things to get it where it fits their narrative. News Talk 93.1, Dan Marsh Show, we'll be back right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Let's go.
That's where we are. We're going to have the mayor of Orange Beach in at 1:45 today. Looking forward to meeting him. Find out what a resort town is like to be in charge of, particularly with the ebb and flow of people that come in and out of that place. I mean, y'all have all been to Orange Beach. Did you see that Tommy Tuberville is thinking about running for U.S. Senate?
Yeah.
He said he is going to run, period.
Right. Well, and I've been going back and forth to Orange Beach, by the way, for years. My dad now lives in that area. I think he's technically in, like, Perdido Key. But he's...
Nice area.
But he's in that area, and we've been going there for years, and the development that has happened in that part of the world, in that part of the state, is pretty amazing. So it'd be interesting to see how a mayor gets his arms around how quickly that development's happened in the last 10 years.
Well, that's part of what we're going to be talking about is just infrastructure and how they're handling all that. And because, I mean, you think about, think what it's like. You've been down there during the winter and during the fall. It's empty. You take a can and shoot it down and hit the floor of Bama not even bat an eye.
Well, I loved it. My dad's working some projects, so he got put up at the Lost Key Resort. Which is this golfing resort, like high rise, and you know, it was just part of a trade, I think, with the company he was working for. Man, that's living. That, and it's quiet. It's not like Destin. It gets a little too crazy at times. I think it's a great place to live if you want to.
Yeah, Perdido Key is a very nice area. So, what do you think about Tommy Tuberville?
Tuberville. I think number one, his name ID is fantastic. So there's that check mark right there. I think if he can carry himself in an interview, he's well-spoken, he knows how to deal with media, check two, it comes down to policy, and it comes down to, you know, what's your vision for representing the state of Alabama?
How much do you think it hurts him to be a Auburn coach and among Alabama voters?
I don't think it hurts him too much.
And as an Auburn fan, did he leave under good standing? With the wife situation and everything?
I wouldn't even take that into consideration. I think some people will, and I think it's a good question to ask, but I would be more interested in his politics, not necessarily the art of scandal.
Well,
but,
I would
you
certainly
know.
Have that, but I think his vantage point is his name and who he is and where he's from. I think his disadvantage is going to be, can he talk policy?
Well, and you know me, Dan. I might be the wrong guy to ask, considering I often feel like a foreigner in the state, though I was born and raised here. So I'd like Tommy. You reminded me of that. He did leave under weird circumstances, but it might be so far in the past, people have forgotten about it, unless somebody is willing to remind the public about it.
And that would be Jim Siegler, who's also running.
Oh.
Well, it's funny, this race is... Target is the highest possibility of a gain in the Republican Senatorial Committee.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I think they're going to put whoever the nominee is going to get a lot of money. But the problem is, if say it's Jim Ziegler, then I think you could lose that.
Yes.
And I think Tommy Tuberville got in there and wasn't able to handle it. You know, being asked, what do you think about 502? And he's there and forfeiture some of our standard questions.
Right.
Talk about Syria, what committees you want to be on, and how he can handle that. I think it's going to be important.
What do you think of the ongoing trade negotiations with China and maybe any possible crisis over the rights to the South China Sea, Tommy?
Yeah, see how he handles that.
Right, and that's what I think is if you're going to run, I like the idea of running for the Senate. I mean, if you're a House member already, it helps because you've been on committees and you know how it works up there in D.C. But senators, I think, get to think about those larger issues, given that they're a smaller body. It's the much more prestigious position.
The more genteel body.
But a lot comes with that. So it'd be a matter of, again, how he would handle the policies and what's his, and how he can articulate his vision. That's key.
Well, you remember he was going to run for governor, and then he decided not to run for governor. And I would love to hear from the audience what you think about Tommy Tuberville. Do you think he could do a good job? It's not like, and there's, you can like him, but can he do a good job? Because that's going to be a very important race coming up here. And we cannot blow this one.
No.
By having personality issues. And then we have Matt Gaetz from... Pensacola, who wants to move to Alabama so he can run.
I doubt he does.
I think that once he kind of looks at the field, I think he's kind of go, yeah, that's probably not for me.
Yes. Do you think Robert Bentley could get back into things?
His name has been mentioned, but I think he has such damaged goods, it's unbelievable.
Right.
I'm not sure if he could carry Tuscaloosa County.
Well, and I wouldn't necessarily want to vote for Bentley, and it has nothing to do with moral turpitude. It has more to do with... I remember how the legislative sessions in the state went under his leadership.
Well, how also he got elected, and then the next thing we know is we have tax increase and we have prisons
right.
at $2 to $3 billion type thing. It's that's not the way to play the game. That's what I worry about. If somebody sees opportunity that I can get elected, I could be a U.S. senator, and that'd be kind of a neat idea. That's the wrong person you want to have as a senator.
Well, and then I guess we have people that are current cabinet office, or like Merrill, John Merrill, I think could be a very effective Senate candidate. I have to say, of all the folks that have come into the studio, Merrill, I think, has the best gift of gab, and it's not just the gift of gab. He really knows his stuff.
He knows his stuff, and he you can tell he owns it.
Yes.
I think he'd be a great gubernatorial candidate.
And, of course, Will Ainsworth is also a rising star, even though he's early into this, his political career. I think he'd probably be better as a governor, too. Or, I mean, that's what he ran on. I'm a heartbeat away from the governor's office. So I think he's looking more at the governor's office than maybe the Senate. But who knows? He ran an effective campaign last cycle.
Well, if you're running, I would hate to be running against John Merrill in that race.
Yes, me
John
too.
Merrill's got a great name ID. He's got he's built an incredible constituency out there of supporters. But
he's got a story for everything, and the story's to the point he's making. He's fantastic.
He really is. He's very, very personable. I remember I had met him in the studio one time, and then I walked into Chappie's, and so he and his wife were having lunch there. And so he came up to me and goes, "Dan, John Merrill." And I was going like, "Of course I know who you are.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know who I am," type thing. But very effective political guy, very savvy too, really understands kind of how things are done. But I just get worried that somebody goes, "Well, I've got name ID, so I'm going to just run." And not thinking about the office, because Senate is not an easy position to be in.
And, you know, Tuberville had been under the scrutiny of the media as a football coach, but it's not the same exact type of scrutiny, not to the degree of when you start running for Senate. So,
Scrutiny that you get when you're running for Senate isn't from the news media, because the news media are dumb as a box of rocks. They're never going to get a question as hard as they get on this show.
It's the opposition research.
It's opposition research and what they did to Brandy Byrne, for example.
And what type of skeletons are in your closet. Because, I mean, really, Barron played that ad that was run against Bradley about, you know, evolution and the Bible. So the AEA ran that governor's side. And, man, that's a tough ad to respond to. I mean, so if somebody like Tuberville gets that thrown at him, whatever the issue, that's very difficult to handle, even if you're a seasoned politician.
Yeah, and the question would be, who will go in and throw that out there? And particularly on Jim Ziegler. Possible loss of wildlife and things like that.
He's such a wild card. But who doesn't love Ziegler's, like, jackets? Those plaid jackets? I mean, the man is a fashion icon.
In his own mind. News on 93.1, Dan Marr Show on a Tuesday. We're going to be back after our top of the hour break.